Mitzrayma. Eila Shemayis Bnei Yisrael Abo Mitzrayma Eis Yaakov Ish Ubeisei Bo. These are the names of the Bnei Yisrael that came to Mitzrayim with Yaakov. Every man in his household they came. So Rashi says over here, Afal Pishamonim B'Chayeyim B'Shmoisim, even though the Torah HaKadosh Baruch Hu already counts the Shvatim when they were alive by name, Chozru Monim B'Misosim, he counted them over again after death, Shenim Shalu L'Akrechovim, they're compared to the stars, Shemoitziyam U'Machnisam B'Misbor U'Vishmoisim, he brings them out and then takes them back in again with their count and with their name. Shenema Hamoitzi b'misper tzvo. He brings out the legions with their count, with their number. L'chulam b'shem yikra. So you have to understand why is Klal Yisrael compared to the stars, and which prat are they compared to the stars? And secondly, Rashi says Shemoitziyam u'machnisam kikaychavim. He takes them in and brings them out like the stars. What Hitzoh and Hachnosah are we talking about over here regarding Klal Yisrael? So the Vilna Gaon says a very nice pshat on the pasuk that we say every day in the Halalukas, Meine Misper Lakoichovim, L'chulam Shemis Yikra. HaKadosh Baruch Hu counts, he gives a number of the Koichovim. Each one of them he calls by name. And then, Godol Adoneinu V'Rav Koyach, our master is great and he has much koyach. What's the connection between the two? Just because HaKadosh Baruch Hu counts the stars, so Godol Adoneinu V'Rav Koyach, why is there a correlation here between the counting of the stars and the greatness of the koyach of Hashem? So the Vilna Gaon explains, it's Yodua, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu set up the Bria in such a way that each one of the stars has a different koyach that it's mashpia on the world. Of course, it's with the Hashgach of the Bayri Yoylam. The stars are not independent of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. They give certain koyaches of Hashvah to the world under the Hashgach of Hashem. So for example, Chokmah emanates from one star. Gvura, strength, emanates from another star. Ashirus emanates from a third star. And so on. And every one of the stars has a different kayach that it shines down upon this world, and the Hashgachas HaBayrei, we receive kayachas from the stars. This is the mistake that the Gaya made. They became Avdeavoidus Kaychovim because they were aware that the different kaychas come from the stars, but they made them a god unto themselves, not realizing that it all comes from the Hashvah of the Bayrei Yayla. That's why they were Avdeavoidus Zara. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu set up the world in such a way that the kaychas, they emanate from the stars. So if that's the case, if there are millions of stars, one can imagine there are millions of different kaychas in the Bria that we're not even aware of. There's so many things happening in the world today, and the world is such a complicated, such a complex place, that if there are millions of stars, obviously there are millions of kaychas coming down on the world. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu created every one of them, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he named every one of them. So that's the case of the Vilna Gaon. Then you can imagine Godol Adoneinu V'Rav Koyach, how many koyaches HaKadosh Baruch Hu has. If the stars were created by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave each separate star a separate koyach, and they all emanate from Hashem, so Meinem Mispar LaKoychovim L'Chulam Shem Yisikra, Godol Adoneinu V'Rav Koyach, you can imagine how great is the koyach of Hashem that all of the koyaches of the stars emanate from Him. That's the pshat that the Vilna Gaon says. So what does that have to do with the Bnei Yisrael? We know that the Gemara says that all of the Teva comes to the world b'schus Yisrael. The Gemara says if the Goyim were to be aware of the bracha that came to them because of the avoda that Klal Yisrael does in the Beis HaMikdash, they would have gotten up to fight against those that meant to destroy the Beis HaMikdash. On the other hand, Ein Peronius Bo Lo'ilo, Ela Bishvil Yisrael. The world rises and falls with the kaitis of Klal Yisrael. So in that respect, Klal Yisrael is compared to the stars. Just like the Hashvah comes from the stars, it goes through Klal Yisrael, and based on the Madrega of Klal Yisrael, that is the Kayak of Hashvah that the world gets. So in that respect, they're diamond to the stars. But what does it mean Hashem brings them out and brings them in? One has to ask the Kasha, how is it that the world today is not makir the godless of Klal Yisrael? How's that possible? If you look in the Jewish community alone, the amount of chesed, the amount of law and order that you have, the law-abiding citizens, the wonderful neighborhoods, the communities, how is it that the Welt is not able to see that? And even Naniach, that Haredi Jews or Frumer Jews are mufka, they're removed from the world. Let's take the secular state of Israel. The technology, the advances in technology, the advances in medicine, the fact that you have a state that's, what, 60 years old, and look how advanced it is, surrounded by savages, and the world is not mocking that. How could that be? The Teretz is because HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't want it to be. Because we're in Golos, we're living in darkness. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us to be known to the world, He takes off that curtain and He allows us to be seen by the world. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu does not want us to be seen by the world, you could be the greatest company in the world. In business, I mean, how many businesses, big companies are coming out to Eretz Yisrael to do business with them? The world doesn't see it, it's reported. All the business journals report on it. That the Teretz is, HaKadosh Baruch Hu moitziyom umachnisom mispar. He brings them out to be seen by the world when the time comes, and He takes them in. That's all totally the same way the stars, they have tremendous kaifas. Hashem is moitzi them, Hashem is machnis them. It's the same thing with the Bnei Yisrael. When Hashem wants us to be seen by the world, Well, said, lovely, when Mashiach comes, the world is going to see Klal Yisrael. In the darkness of the Golos, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says the time is not yet right for them to be Makar HaGadlus, and mainly He keeps us in. But this is the pshat that Klal Yisrael is Nimshal HaKadosh. Vayomer Melech Mitzrayim Lam Yalvei Shoev Riyos. The Melech Mitzrayim said to the Jewish midwives, Asher Shem Ha'achat Shifra V'Shem Hashem is Pua. The name of one of them was Shifra, that was Yecheved, and the name of the second one was Pua, that is Miriam. And again, by Yomer, and he said, when you help the Jewish women give birth, and you see on the birthing stool, if it is a boy, a son, you should kill him. So Rav Yitzchak Volozhin, Chaim Volozhin, his son, the Rosh Yeshiva Volozhin, he asked the question, why does it say the word Vayomer twice? Vayomer Melech Mitzrayim Lam Yaldus Ha'evriyos. Asher Shem Ha'achas Shifra V'Shem Hashem is Pua. So then it should have continued. Bi'alevchen Esho Ha'evriyos V'Risam Allah Avnoyim. Why does it say, Vayomer Melech Mitzrayim Lam Yaldus Ha'evriyos Asher Shem Ha'achas Shifra V'Shem Hashem is Pua? Vayomer, it says Vayomer a second time. Why the second Vayomer? What is the purpose of that? So he said, Amari the Kipshan. He says, Pari was a sneaky, sly, conniving, tricky king. When he said, let us wisen up to the Jews, he meant it. The only way we're going to be able to overcome them is with trickery. So what did Pari, what was his plot over here? He said, like this, you know, the Jewish women give birth in their own homes. He says, "Vayomer Melech Mitzrayim Lam Yaldus Ha'evriyos." I'm going to establish a department of obstetrics. These are going to be Shifra and Pua are going to be the head of the department of the Jewish midwives. And once I make that a government operation and they're under my rule, so my next step will be I'll start controlling and I'll tell them already exactly how I want it to be done. So there's two Vayomers over here. The first Vayomer was he appointed them the head of the department of, you know, the neonatal unit, so to speak. Those, they're the heads of giving birth. Now that they're under government rule, that already, that's a no-no. Once the government has you in their hands, then they want to start controlling you. And then he started giving his own policies. He'll make them officials. Once they're his officials, he'll start telling them exactly what to do. To their credit, and they didn't do like the Melech Mitzrayim wanted. This is the pshat that Rav Yitzchak of Volozhiner said. In Russia, you know, there was, historically, there was the Russian government under the Tsar, they wanted to start something that was called the Rav Mitam. Meaning, instead of the people appointing their own Rav, they wanted a Rav that was there under the auspices of the government. Now, it's understandable why they wanted that, because they wanted to be able to control the Rav and limit his power and limit what the Jews could do. So one of the big cities, they appointed a Rav Mitam, and the Jews were in an uproar. And this Rav, he was a frumy Yid, but, you know, they paid well. So he was telling the Yid, listen, don't worry, if I take care, if I'll be your rav, I'll have an in with the government, I'll be able to make things good for you. Rabbi Yechaim myself, he was the larger rav, and he was the Talmud of Rav Yitzchak of Elazar, he said over this part. He said, what happened here in Mitzrayim? The first thing is, he wanted them under his shlita, under his power. Once you're under the government's power, then they can tell you to do whatever they want. He says, anything that has to do with the government, you have to be very wary of. Especially if it's a government of Rishoyim, you have to stay away from it. It's not for our good, it's not our benefit that they want, it's their control that they want. This is what he said then. We see it Bisman Hazeh. I mean, the latest controversy with the Mila, with Metzitza Bepeh. So people are wondering, so what's the big deal? So you know, we'll follow the rules. Parents will sign an affidavit that they're masking. The Teretz is, that's the exact same thing that they're talking about. Once you get it under the control of the government, there is no limit to what they can do. Today it's signing a form. Tomorrow it's that all bris milas have to be in the hospital. Then it has to be a government sanctioned kind of a mile. Once it's under the hands of the government, this was Pari's plot. And Pari, we know that Mitzrayim was the mother of all Goliaths. What happened over there really happened in the other Goliaths throughout the years. This is what the Teretz is telling us over there. Vayitzav Pari l'chol amoy lemer. Pari commanded his whole nation, saying, "Kol haben hayiloid hayayir tashliku. Every boy that is born, throw him into the water. V'chol abas techayim." So Rashi says in this pasuk, Vayitzav Pari l'chol amoy lemer l'chol amoy. This was a gzeira on all the zecharim, not only that of the Jews, but that of the goyim as well. Why is it Rashi? Because the day that Moshe Rabbeinu was born, the astrologers of Pari told him, today the Moshiach shall Yisrael, the Savior of Yisrael, will be born. We don't know if he's going to be from the Jews or if he's going to be from the Goyim. But one thing we do know is that he is going to suffer because of the water. So Pari heard that, Kol HaBein HaYilod HaYayir Tashlichu, sigh the Jewish children, sigh the Goyish children, should be thrown in the water. And of course they didn't realize that Moshe Rabbeinu suffered through the water. That was the Maisa by the Mei Meriva when he hit the stick and he hit the stone instead of talking to the stone. So Yosef Chaim Zonovitz is a very nice shot over here. The Gemara says Maseches Chagiga Daf Tezbov. What does it mean when it says in a pasuk in Koheles, Gam Ezer Luuma Ezer Oso Elikim? This opposite that Hashem created. So the Gemara Chagiga says, Bore tzadikim, Hashem created tzadikim. Keneged that, He created Rishon. Bore Gan Eden, He created Gan Eden. Opposite that, He created Gehenna, which means as follows: Olam Hazeh finds itself in a constant tug of war between the forces of good and the forces of evil, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu created it on a balance. The purpose of mankind is to balance the scale in the favor of good. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu mitzad himself, Zevu Mazeh Baroisam Elikim. He created good, he created bad. And whenever there's a ribui of kayak of good, there's a ribui of kayak of bad. That's the way the world is created. Our purpose is that we have to tip the scale in favor of the good. That's the darkness. So after Yosef Chaim, that at the time that Moshe Rabbeinu was born, such a madrig of Kedusha came down to the world, so it stands to reason that Kenegah, that to offset that, came a Koyach of Tumah. So when Moshe Rabbeinu was born, there was a child that was born with the same Koyach as to the Koyach of Tumah. Zelu Umazeh. So if that's the case, on the day if Moshe Rabbeinu is going to be thrown into the water, right? So what happened? The Koyach of Tumah also has to be thrown into the water. That's exactly what happened. And Mela, That's where the source of Klal Yisrael came in. Hagam HaKadosh Baruch Hu threw the other side into the water, but because of the schusim of the Ovis HaKadoshim, the Geula had to come. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu over here went Shaloi Kederach and he removed Moshe Rabbeinu from the water in order for the Yeshua to come. So Hagam Bos of the normal Klalim, it had to be Zelu Umazeh. And if the Koyach HaTumah stays in the water, the Moshe Rabbeinu also has to. But here the Koyach of the promise to the Avos HaKadoshim, the Vachri Ken Yetzim Baruch Hu Shgadol, in order for that to come about, here HaKadosh Baruch Hu went against the rule, although Moshe Rabbeinu was thrown in, and the Koyach HaTumah was thrown in, but Moshe Rabbeinu was taken out. Yosef Chaim continues and he says, take a look how HaKadosh Baruch Hu plays with the Rishon. He plays with them. Yoshe Bashamayim Yisrok Hashem Yilak Lomay. HaKadosh Baruch Hu sits in Shamayim and he laughs at the plots of the Rishon. What happened over here? Paro hears that on this day the Mashiach Shel Yisrael was born. Gevaldi Yates. I'm going to have everybody thrown into the water, and that way I am assured that my power is complete. So what happened? Moshe Rabbeinu is thrown into the water. And punct on that day, who but the daughter of Paro goes to bathe on the Yor? And who is the one that saves the Mashiach Shel Yisrael against the plot of her father? Bas Paro herself. What does she do? She brings him into the palace. And there he grows up, where he's nursed by his own mother, who gets paid to nurse him, and he grows up in the palace. So Paro was plotting over here to destroy the Mashiach Shel Yisrael. And what happens? Not only is the Mashiach Shel Yisrael saved, but he's brought up in his very own palace. That's the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu functions. He says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to place that special hashgacha, that the Kedusha that's going to bring Mashiach will also have special nurturing under the watchful eyes of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. As I said, Yosef Chaim Zonneville. Now the Ibn Ezra asks a question over here. Why is it Takif? Why did Hashgacha make it that Moshe Rabbeinu should be brought up in the palace? Like, what purpose was there in that? Couldn't be brought up with a regular family? What was the purpose in Moshe Rabbeinu being brought up in the palace? So he says two pshat. Pshat number one. He says, if Moshe Rabbeinu would have been brought up amongst the Jews, amongst the Yidden, he would have developed a slave mentality. He would have been broken, he would have been downtrodden. He wouldn't have had the spirit of pride, the spirit of courage. The Mashiach Shel Yisrael, the leader of Klal Yisrael, has to be able to lead them against Paro, against other kings. He has to be a leader in Muhammad. He has to come to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and taina against HaKadosh Baruch Hu on behalf of Klal Yisrael. So he was raised in the palace of the king, where over there he was given all the riches and he was given all the covet, and that built up his spirit, and Memele he was able to use that for good things. Use it against Paro, use it against the nations of the world, and even to come to HaKadosh Baruch Hu when necessary, and to taina with a tremendous boldness. He taina to Hashem. Why should the goyim say Berov Yitzirim? Every time he taina on the earth of Klal Yisrael, it was with a tremendous pride, with a tremendous elevation of spirit. This is teretz number one. And you find that, you find that when Moshe Rabbeinu saw that the Mitzri, he hit a Yid, and he acted in a dishonest way against the Yid, he killed him. Where did that come from? If he would have had that slave mentality, he wouldn't be able to do it. Again, he runs away to Midian. And what does he see? That the Goyish, the Midianite Royim, the shepherds, they're taking advantage of the daughters of Yisrael. Right away, he fights on their behalf. This comes from a boldness, a certain Azaz the Kedusha, which could only be developed if he lived in the palace. That's teretz number one. Teretz number two. Zok Ibn Ezra, the reason why he did not grow up amongst his co-religionists, amongst his brothers and sisters, is because he was going to become the leader. If he would grow up amongst the Yidden, they wouldn't fear him. Hey, he grew up with us. There's Meishela. Hey, there's Meishela, remember? He was in our neighbor. He played around with all of our kids. He wouldn't have the respect of the Bnei Yisrael. So Bedavki, he grew up in Beis HaMalchus, where there he was exalted, and there he was in the house of the king. And then he went away to Midian for many years. When he came back, there was a certain awe, there was a certain fear that the Bnei Yisrael had of him. Panav Yisrov, Zecher Tzadik Livracha, he was born and bred in the city of Kul. Kul, city in Lithuania. And then he went away to yeshiva. He was the most brilliant yeshivalite. He tells, he went by the Chofetz Chaim, brilliant guy. When the city of Kul, they were looking for a rav, there were numerous candidates, and they wouldn't take him as rav. And later on, he became the rav of the city of Vij, became this rav of the city. Panavij was a great city. He did tremendous things there. And the city of Kul, they were sort of like, you know, here was their own favorite son, and they didn't hire him as a rav. And the reason being is, they said, we saw you playing marbles when you were a kid. Yeah, but somehow or other, we couldn't allow ourselves to hire you as the Rav. That was the shot over here that Ibn Ezra says. You know, they saw Moshe as a kid. If they would have seen Moshe as a kid, they wouldn't have had the proper respect. That way, he was brought up in the house of Paray, and that way they had the proper respect. Pasuk says, when Bas Paray picks him up, and Miriam is there, Ha'elek v'karosi lach isha me'nekes min ha'evriyais. Should I go and call for you a nursemaid from the Jews? So Rashi says, Melamed, this teaches us, Shehekazaratu, al mitriyes harbe lenak. She passed them around to different Egyptian women to nurse, v'loyonak, v'vishahay osid l'davarim ha'shkinah. Because eventually Moshe Rabbeinu would speak to the Shechina, so now he did not nurse from a Goyish nursemaid. This is a Gemara on Saita Daf Yud Beis. So the Sifsei Chachamim asks a question. How do you know it's because it's also to Davarim Ashkena? Maybe it was because, you know, he was used to his mother, and now he didn't have his mother to nurse from. So it just was, he was already 3 months old. He was already nursing from his mother for 3 months. So he wasn't familiar with these women. That's why he wasn't nursing. How do you know it was not? How do you know it was because he's also a Davarim Ashkena? So the Sifsei Chachamim answers that he wasn't so acquainted with his mother, because it says about Tzpineu, she hid him. In all probability, they were hiding in a dark place where he couldn't see his mother anyway, and he couldn't recognize his mother anyway. And maybe it's highly improbable that the reason over here why he wouldn't nurse is because he only recognized his mother. Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky asks a question. The Gemara in Ksuvis, Rav Samach seems to say the favor is not like that. The Gemara says over there that a child is mocking its mother when it nurses. And the Gemara says, what about a blind child that's not able to see? How does it recognize its mother? It says, Berecha, by the smell of its mother, with the timer, and how the milk tastes. So mashma, even if it doesn't see its mother, it still recognizes the mother. So it's a little bit schwer to say that Moshe Rabbeinu, the reason why he didn't want to nurse from them is, it's very sure to say that Moshe Rabbeinu wouldn't recognize his mother at this stage. Unless you want to say, Rabbi Yaakov says, that a blind child is different. It's known that someone that's blind, his other chushim gets stronger. So a blind child maybe does recognize the mother, maybe Moshe Rabbeinu not. But Rabbi Yaakov says a different shot over here. Rabbi Yaakov says it's clear from the Pasuk that the reason why he didn't want a nurse, the child didn't want a nurse, is because they were going, it says the Beferish. Because Miriam said, Ha'elek v'karosi lach isha me'nekes min ho'ivriyais. So you see clearly that Miriam came to the conclusion that he doesn't want a nurse from any of the goyim. Right? Now Miriam said, now Rashi brings down, Chazal say, why did Miriam think that? She wasn't nursing from any of the mitzvahs. Obviously he wants a Jewish person to nurse from. And what's the reason? The Medrash is telling us what Miriam's reasoning was. Probably because eventually he's going to be the leader of Klal Yisrael. That was her nevuah to her father, that he's going to be the leader to take him out. She's going to speak to the Shechina. That must be the reason why he doesn't want to. But the Ikar Diik is not a Sfaradik thing. The Ikar Diik is Min Ha'evriyais. The fact that Miriam said Min Ha'evriyais, Shmamino, this is what Miriam was thinking. The Ramah brings down the Yeridaya, Simon Pei Aleph Siv Zayin. He says, milk from a mitzvah is mutter like the milk from the Israelis. Al Pidin is mutter, you know, to nurse a child by a Goyish nursemaid. However, if it's possible to avoid it, if you don't have a Yiddish nursemaid, if you don't have a Yiddish nursemaid, there's nothing you can do. But if it's possible to avoid it, stay away from it. Why is up to Ramah? Because the cholov of an Avedis Kaychovim is metamtem halev. It stuffs up the heart from understanding the word of Hashem. Umoylid leitevara. He's going to take over bad midas. The Vilna Gaon brings down that the mocker of this halach of the Ramah is from this Chazal over here, from this Gemara in Saita. The Moshe Rabbeinu did not want a nurse from the Mitzriyos because also the Dabri and Mashkin. That's the mocker for this halach. So Yaakov asks, what kind of a comparison is it? Moshe Rabbeinu didn't drink from the Mitzriyos because he's going to speak to the Shechina. But how many people get to speak to the Shechina Pelpe? So what is the comparison to Moshe Rabbeinu? Dr. Bianchi, you see from over here that with what attitude does a parent have to bring up his child? My child has the potential to speak to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Even though, in all probability, he won't. But a parent has to have those goals for his child. My child has a neshama, it's a chelek alike animal. My child has the potential to be able to speak to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and therefore we have to raise our children as such. That means to be purged them from any tumor. That means to bring them up in the highest madrig of Tahara. In this case, it means not to give them any goyish nursemaids. But in general, Zogrib Yaakov, we see a chidush gadol from this Vilna Gaon and from this halacha, that parents have to raise their children with the attitude, my child is going to be fit to speak to the Shechinah. That's really, if you think about it, it's really a davar pashut. When a person sits and learns Torah, he's not talking to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. When a person stands Shemoneh Esrei in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he's not talking to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So it's not on the same level as Moshe Rabbeinu. Of the Maisi, we're talking to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So that is the attitude that we have to have when we raise our children. Our children are fit to talk to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Vayira Moshe, Vayimar. When Moshe Rabbeinu, when he intervened in the machloikis between Dosan and Avira, he said, Rosha, Loma Sakareyecha. And they said, you know, Misamcho, Ish Sarva Shavit Oleinu, who placed you as an officer, as a judge upon us? Halor, Genuata Oimek Moshe Raptus Amitri. You mean to kill us like you killed the Mitri? Vayira Moshe Vayimar, Ochenoi da Adover. Indeed, the matter has become known. So Rashi says, what does it mean, Ochein Noida Hadover? So Rashi, Noida Li Hadover, now has become known to me. I was wondering all this time, what was the terrible hate of Klal Yisrael, more than the 70 nations of the world, that they have to be enslaved over here with backbreaking labor? Why are they worse than anybody else? But now I see that they're Roilakah. Why? Because there are Rishoyim, and there are people that tattle against each other. And the male, they're not, I'm afraid, they're not fit to be redeemed. So he's a Rashi. So, now it's become known to me why they're in bondage, why they're enslaved. So Chofetz Chaim asks a question. This is the only reason why they were enslaved. The Medrash says later on in Mishalach that when the Yidden were going out of Mitzrayim, it says that the Malachim came and said, why are these people different from these? Why are they any better than the Mitzrayim? Halolo, they have a Yidzorah. So obviously there were other Avedis there. So what was Moshe Rabbeinu wondering about? And now he came to the conclusion, oh, it must be Lashon Hara. Why Lashon Hara more than anything else? This is one of the Chofetz Chaim's main principles in the Sefer Shmiras HaLashon. The Zohar HaKadosh says that the worst kitrug against Klal Yisrael is Lashon Hara. Why is that? Because as long as Klal Yisrael does not speak Lashon Hara, the suffering comes up to be mekatrig against us, Hashem says, I don't want to hear Lashon Hara against my children. No father wants to hear bad things against his children. When we start talking Lashon Hara against ourselves, the suffering comes with a tiny Rebbeinu Shalayla. You don't want to hear Lashon Hara against your children. They speak Lashon Hara against themselves. Once that happens, then we're finished. So that's what Moshe Rabbeinu was wondering about. They talk to have Avedis, yes. But why are they made to suffer more than anybody else? But now that I see that they speak Lashon Hara, once they speak Lashon Hara against themselves, then there's no chance for them to be redeemed. I'm scared they're going to be stuck here. Because Lashon Hara is worse than anything else. This is what the Chofetz Chaim says in the Pasuk. He teaches the Pasuk of Mayu the Kipshara. Mio isha Chofetz Chaim, who is the person that loves life? He sees that he loves the days to do good. First hold your tongue back from any evil. We're speaking bad. Then refrain from bad and do good. The first thing on the list should be and later on, one of the problems is not speaking Lashon Hara. But the main klal is the mitzvah leisasei, the mitzvah sasei. Why is first thing on the list the Torah l'shem kameira? Zok the Chofetz Chaim for this very reason. If you stay away from Lashon Hara, even if you're not the most perfect person in the world, you might have flaws, you might have disrightness, but the Satan does not have a claim to be Makatri. So the first thing, the Torah Lashon Kameiros is second down the Mirma. That's Shermi Rabbah Seitai. And this is why Moshe Rabbeinu was so afraid over here, that because they were Dilturin, there were people speaking bad against themselves, that's why Chas V'Shalom, the Gula will not come. Agut and Shabbos, Shabbos.
I thought that the reason why